And welcome back for a special solo Amazing Gamers podcast. Just here today to talk about the Persona 4 remake. There's been a lot of talk about it this week, and I just sort of want to dive into how I feel about that whole thing. So I took a unique path to Persona 4, I feel. I played Persona 5 several years ago, probably about 5 years ago now, and I loved it. When it was done, I wanted to play 4, and 4 was difficult to find at that point. So it was basically available on the PS Vita, and it was available on Steam. I don't own a Vita. My computer wasn't powerful enough to run Persona 4 on Steam. Yes, my computer was one I got for free from my work. So I played some good games on it. It wasn't going to handle Golden, though. So basically the only option I had for playing Persona 4 back in 2022 or so was to pull out my PS3 and download the PS2 version of the original Persona 4 vanilla, which I did, and I had a lot of fun with it, and I'm glad I did that. And then the following year, Golden was brought to all modern consoles. There was that big announcement that it was coming to Xbox, and then it came to all modern consoles, so I was like, wow, this is amazing. So it worked out that I got to play the original Persona 4, and then I got to play Golden after that, because it was that year where they ported 3 and 4 to all modern systems. So in a very short amount of time, we've gone from Persona 4 being difficult to get your hands on to it's everywhere now. And I love it because I love Persona 4. It's one of my favorite games of all time. Persona 4 Remake, it's just meh for me. I don't feel it at this point in time. I'm not against it. I love it that people are going to get excited about it. The thing is, when Persona 3 was remade, so I had played Portable. That was the first time I played Persona 3 and I loved it. I didn't always love the visual novel presentation. And basically, if you wanted to play Persona 3, it was, you know, before it got ported to all modern systems, it was really hard to get your hands on Persona 3. You had to basically download Fez on your PS3 and play it that way, which I did, by the way, and it's awesome. It's incredible. I would highly recommend that to anyone interested in Persona 3 because it's like the hardest version. But there was a reason for Reload in that either you port Fez to the modern systems or you remake the game. And they remade the game and whatever. I still want Fez on modern systems. Persona 4 is already available on all modern systems. You can basically play the same version of it. It's not like the version that's available now is a visual novel. So I'm going to buy it for the soundtrack and fully voiced social links. And maybe whatever new content they come up with, although they really didn't come up with much new content at all for Reload. So, like, that's kind of where I'm at on that. It's a meh for me. And then I start thinking about the stuff I would like to see from Atlas. I would love to see FEMSI edition of Reload. That would be pretty awesome. I'd love to see Tokyo Mirage Sessions too. I'm going to, like, keep banging this drum until it happens someday. I want to see Persona 6. It has been 9 years since Persona 5, aka the game that made Persona what it is now in terms of popularity. Do you guys have are you guys working on that? Like, 9 years. It's a long time. I would like to see Persona 6 at some point. I would prefer Persona 6 over a remake of a game that's already available on all consoles. That's just me. And then we get to the top of the list of what I'd rather see from Atlas. Old Sona Trilogy Remake. The Old Sona is like the foundation of the series. I know there's people who don't believe it can be a Persona game if it doesn't have a calendar and social links. Dearest of apologies, I used to be that guy. I was wrong. If you feel it has to have a calendar and social links to be Persona, I'm really sorry. You're wrong. The first two games are absolutely Persona games. The stories, the characters, the music, it's all there. And I want people to experience that. Persona 2 has an incredible soundtrack. I have a Persona 2 playlist that I play in the morning when I'm cooking. It's amazing. The characters in 2 are great. And even in 1, they're great too. It's just 1, you know, 1 was made in 1996. It dropped 1 year after Chrono Trigger. It is an older game. In some ways, it is a product of its time. I could see Atlus completely remaking Old Sona the way they make Shin Megami Tensei games now. And it would be awesome. Like, people would love it. I have no doubt in my mind. And it would be incredible. And the story from Persona 2, people would love it. It's as good as any stories in the series. And but no, we're getting a remake of a game that is already available on all consoles instead. So when I'm saying meh, that's where that's coming from. I'm sure that the remake of 4 will be fun, and I'm sure there'll be some music I'll want from it. I'm going to buy the soundtrack day one. I'm probably going to wait until the game itself goes on sale. And maybe that's because I played like 300 hours of Persona 4. I don't know. But, you know, I am writing that series about the social links of Persona 4, where I take a closer look at each of them. So maybe the remake will help with that a little bit. But honestly, yeah, it's just, it's kind of a meh for me. Oh, and then, you know, I don't know if anyone ever wants to see Metaphor 2, but I feel like Atlas has some projects that really I am definitely much more interested in than yet another pass at Persona 4. But for the people who haven't played Persona 4, who somehow feel that it's too old and that they're not interested, I'm going to love that for them when they discover that game, because it's amazing. If you look at my Medium page, I've written a lot about Persona 4 if you want to see my other thoughts on it. I just wanted to share what I thought of the remake this week. Thank you again for joining, Amazing Gamers, and we'll see you around on